Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are here down in Miami. The launch of Eagle FC is going to be coming to the FLX Arena, coming here on January 28th. And my man right here, the King of the Ring, Tyrone Spong, is going to be in the main event against Sergey Karatinov. First of all, Tyrone, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's good to get you back in action. How excited are you about this, man?
Man, I'm pretty excited, you know, especially after today, seeing the media, everything becomes a little bit more real. Obviously, I've been, it's a short notice fight, but hey, story of my life, you know, I always got to be somewhat prepared, and mentally, I'm there. And now it's just bringing up the physical part, which I'm happy with where we're at the moment.
Where does the connection come with Khabib? How does the whole thing come together?
Khabib has been a friend for years now, and manager Ali, you know, I know Ali from way back when, before he was this powerhouse that he is nowadays. So the steps were pretty easy. They contacted me. They asked me, hey, would you like to fight here? I said, of course. And I believe in their formula. They have great plans. Look at this facility just alone. I see good things happening with them in the future.
As far as the move back to mixed martial arts, you know, you're always a guy who stays in shape. I always see you in the gym on social media and things like that. But how much has it been a tough transition to kind of wind yourself, because you made it such a goal, and you, I remember you focused everything into getting into boxing. Was it hard flipping the switch back to something new, or do you just dive all in like you do with everything?
Everything I do is just dive all in. But the dream in boxing is not given up yet. It's just that you got a bunch of idiot promoters that don't see value in improving and not be old heads stuck in the old formulas of promoting shows and everything. And now you see certain things that are happening. Other promotions are starting to rise up, doing good, putting entertaining fights on. And the thing is, I'm old school. Just let me f***ing fight and pay me. That's it. I just don't worry about the show, because I'm bringing the show. I'm going to bring a hell of a fight every time, you know. But they kind of, I don't know, man. These boxing promoters, I got too many good things to say.
I remember your frustration when we talked about a year ago when the pandemic started. You talked about your frustration with that. And they did mention today, they were like, yeah, we would totally get into boxing. I'm sure that had to pique yours. I'm sure it's probably something you guys have talked about. Yeah. How legitimate a goal do you think that is, that they could kind of shake things up and get you those opportunities against the Ruizes, the Joshuas, which is something you've worked really hard for?
I think it's very easy with the whole team that we have, the backing, you know, and who doesn't want to see it? I mean, if you're a fight fan, who doesn't want to see it? Like, I'm 14-0 as a boxer. It doesn't matter against who or what. I always show up. I was tied to the rules in the boxing scene.
Right.
You know, you gotta take the steps, but I'm not necessarily a fan of it. You know, I think, who doesn't want to see? I'm a 10-time world champion, bro. Like, I mean, just look at my track record. It's not just a guy that, and I paid my dues.
Yeah, you went all over the world to get that record, what it was. Like, you didn't call anybody out crazy or anything like that.
I went and paid my dues, and I trained with the best, and I know I can compete with them. if not, just I'll beat them, you know. So let's get those fights made.
So switching back to this promotion, though, the idea of an exciting new mixed martial arts promotion, they kind of, dude, you're the main event. Like, they want you as the face of their debut down here at home. That's got to mean a lot to you. Does it mean something to you that a promotion that's kicking off in America, in Miami, close to your home, basically it's a drive away, that they that they're putting their stock into you?
Yeah, obviously it feels good, and like I said at the press conference, I mean, it shows how much they respect me and value my, you know, my name carries weight. It doesn't matter if whoever tries to underplay that or whatever, my name carries weight internationally, not just here in the States. You know, I fought all over the world, and I think it's great. I love it.
Were you was there ever a time, Tyrone, because of all the work that you put into boxing, like, what was it like, I guess, waiting for the next step? You know, that you talked about the politics of dealing with the promoters. You know, your name carries huge weight in kickboxing. You know, all the ties here. Like, how can you take me into, like, what it was like, I guess, figuring out what the next step was going to be from the last time you were scheduled to have a boxing match?
It's more of a luxury problem, you know, when you have certain options and you get a little bit indecisive because it's hard. You're like confused, like, which ones should I pick, you know? And it felt good having some time off. It felt good doing what I love to do most, being busy with my horses, being busy with my animals, not giving a f-, just enjoying life a little bit, still working, still training, still doing my other businesses and everything. But it's, you know, I'm a fighter in and out, so I need to fight, you know. Yeah. And it was not too hard of a decision to make for me. Like I said, I'm a fighter. Whatever presents itself and it's attractive, I'll take it.
What do you think it's going to be like? People don't know, this man is one of the hardest hitters on the planet. What do you think it's going to be like having those little gloves on again?
Boy, I man. But then again,
it's coming back.
He got small gloves on too, and he's a grizzly bear. You saw the size of him.
He's a big dude.
But I mean, big gloves, small gloves, it's no secret. I touch you, probably going to sleep.
I'm very excited that you're back, man. Congratulations again. January 28th, he is going to fight an Eagle FC's debut down here in Miami, FLX Arena. Very excited to see you back in action, man. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And thank you, guys. And thank you for always supporting me. You know, you guys always have me on, and I don't forget that.
Appreciate it, Tyrone. Take care, man.